see something, say something. If you see something, say something. If you see something, say something.
Resolution for the 2012, and I told him, I say, if I do have a resolution, I do not wait for the new year to start it. I begin it right now, because if I want to change, in order for it to be true, I must change. And believe in it right now. I do not wait for the new year to begin or end. Otherwise I say, yes, I plan on doing more exercise. I plan on exercising for the peace. Or maybe I'll lose some weight. I might weightlifting bills, because it will make it easier on my muscles. What is your New Year resolution? You can call me and tell me. The number is 617-454-4237. Your resolution. Call me and tell me. We can be like a support system or something. It will help you get through the year. If you would help me and call me. Together, we can destroy weight loss. And no man shall be hungry anymore. Nobody wants to call me. I guess you're on the same boat as I am. When you make a resolution, you start now. There are operators standing by. It's okay, I won't bite. The number, again, is 617-454-4237. Let us bring in the new year. Or at least prepare. I know some of you have asked me, what do I do when the world is over? How do I prepare? How do I build an underground shelter to protect from the earthquakes, tornadoes, and tsunamis? Where are you going to live after all this blows over? In a bunker? Or are you going to prepare yourself for a light body awakening?
Hey, this is a video on how to get ready for 2012. You gotta dig a great big hole, 23 feet deep and 40 by 40 on the bottom. Spread 6 inches of gravel around so you can rake it level. Makes it a whole lot easier. Put your forms up, then add a moisture barrier. We use torch down. And what it does is it prevents any water from seeping through. Start laying out your rebar. Make a grid of about 1 foot by 1 foot, and then do it again until you have 2 sets of grids. After you pour your floor and the cement hardens, you can remove those forms and then set up the inner forms for the main structure. Here we're setting up the steel roof struts. There's going to be a total of 24 of them, and they'll be tied into the inner forms. We also hung a door that's going to be poured into place, and by that mean we're going to have concrete all around it. This is a closer look up at the steel struts and the crown combination. There'll be 24 of these struts connected to that center pole. It's a 6-inch well casing, and the crown comes apart so that it can be easily taken down after it's poured. As you can see here, what we have is the completed roof. All the struts are up, the plywood's on. We lay a sheet of plastic over there so it's easier to strip off, and it also saves the wear and tear on plywood when we pull it off. We also have rebar grid. Remember that one by one I was telling you about? Well, we're going to duplicate the same thing over the whole structure. There'll be a double cage. This picture shows the outer forms. Pretty much completed building this thing. The little walkway around the top is just that, a walkway, and it makes it easy for the guys when they're pouring the concrete in. It's sort of a safety feature, and also it saves time and saves money. We poured the concrete, stripped the forms, and this is what it looks like. It's all concrete.
It's beautiful.
All one solid piece.
Oh, yeah.
The next thing we do is we spray the whole structure with foam, 2 inches to 2.5 inches of poly foam. And what that does is it totally waterproofs the structure, and it also insulates it and gives it an R value of about R13, all in one sweeping swoop. The rest of the pictures that you're going to look at are all about the interior. What we do is we build 2 steel floors and we split them, so it's a split level. The total height of the inside of the structure is 15'6", and what that allows for is doubling your space. We also do a lime wash, and that's basically kind of a paint. It colors the and covers the texture of the walls. We add a dye to it to add some color, but it actually does 2 things. It's so alkaline that it prevents mold from growing, and it also breathes and allows the concrete to breathe. The specifications on this structure is that it's 30 feet in diameter. It's 17.5 feet tall. It has 12 inches thick walls. The ceiling is 14 inches and can be as thick as 24, depending on what you like.
I like it.
Thanks for watching the video. If you want to see more or learn more about it, you can go to greatsurvivalstuff.com. We're on the web. We have a whole lot more pictures, and we're going to be posting a lot of information about some of the things that you might encounter when you build one of these things.
Yes, and I will put a link on my Facebook page on how to build for 2012. That was remarkable. Thank you. Thank you. I've learned a lot about underground bunkers and shelters for the very near future. There's also, if you happen to have the money and the gold, you can buy a seat to an underground bunker. It is amazing. For the worst to call.
Several hundred miles east of Los Angeles in the middle of the Mojave Desert, there is a secret bunker. One man's vision of an underground shelter for a major disaster.
Well, the government has facilities. They just don't have them for you and me.
Robert Vecino is the founder of Vivos, a group with some members that ascribe to the belief the world may end in 2012 in accordance with the Mayan calendar.
Besides 2012, what's happening in Iran, what's happening in our economy, social anarchy, economic anarchy.
It's all happening everywhere.
Possibility of Yellowstone going. Oh, the recent earthquakes.
The organization hosts an elaborate compound with dozens of bedrooms, a hospital, and a massive kitchen area. But 5 stories underground is the start of what Vecino envisions as a network of nationwide shelters near most major cities.
Walls vary from 2 to 3 feet thick, multi-levels, nuclear blast detectors, generators, extensive air conditioning,
Vecino says his shelter will hold up to 200 people and withstand most global disasters.
And not slur over it. Outward action, when accomplished, is over and is static.
Spaces in the bunker are likely to be in the price range of $50,000. So far, 1,000 applications have been received for a spot in the secret bunker. Mary Parks, Channel 4 News.
If the relationship between individuals is not the outcome of inward resolution, then the social structure, being static, absorbs the individual and therefore makes him equally static and repetitive. Realizing this, realizing the extraordinary significance of this fact, there can be no question of agreement or disagreement. It is a fact that society is always crystallizing and absorbing the individual, and that constant creative revolution can only be in the individual, not in the society, not in the outer, and it's not found in the bunker. The creative revolution can take place only in individual relationships, which is society. What is a light body? And how do I prepare my light body for the future?
A light body is the destiny of the human race. A destiny means a destination. And that is the destination where we are going to arrive at eventually. So what it means is just evolution. Evolution from an animal body into a light body. And it often occurs in a cyclical fashion during the Satyuga period, which is the golden age. And all religions, all ancient religions agree that the golden age is going to dawn at the time that God will come and stay with us, even according to the Bible. So at that time, what is going to happen is the body will turn into light. And how that process will take place? In the past, there have been many methods used by the yogis and the siddhas, which involved meditation practices, very intense practices, use of herbs, use of metals, alchemy, to transform the body into light. It's a valid process, and I will be talking about it increasingly. And what is going to happen now is that there is extra help from certain astronomical configuration. The Pleiades and the Sun and the Earth plane are lined up. There is a 225 million years cycle.
We can observe this as we walk down the street. We do not need a great historian to tell us the fact that our society is crumbling. And there must be new architects, new builders, bunkers, to create a new society. Our bunkers must be built on a new foundation. Our light bodies on new discovered facts and values. Yet such architects do not exist yet. There are no builders. None who observing, becoming aware of the fact that our structure is collapsing, are transforming themselves into architects. That is our problem. We see society crumbling, disintegrating, and it is we, you and I, who have to be the architects. You and I have to rediscover the values and build our bunkers on a more fundamental, lasting foundation. Because if we look to the professional architects, the political and religious builders, we shall precisely be in the same position as before. Please, help me build a bunker for 2000. Shan. When transforming your body into the light energy, how do you plan when building a bunker? You can call me at 617-454-4237 and let me know what you plan to do.
The real working end of the 2012 prophecy, where we start to have the rubber meet the road, is looking at the solar system and seeing that all the planets are changing the same way as the Earth is changing. The Earth changes are not unique to the Earth. They are a universal phenomenon throughout the solar system. When we start to look behind the veil, the hidden reality that we have, and we start seeing a deeper truth of ourselves and a deeper truth of what it means to be human on this planet, we come into contact with a body of information that has been kept secret for thousands and thousands of years. And the reason why is that with this information comes the potential for what is called apotheosis. Apotheosis means human becomes God.
That is where we
the people who are in power believe themselves to be gods. They have inherited an ancient tradition which encourages the practice of developing your own spiritual and intuitive faculty to a much, much greater level than most people ever do. And they have a variety of practices, very distinct practices, which are engineered to awaken your psychic center. In my previous video, which most of you have seen, 2012 Enigma, I show you visual evidence of the pineal gland symbolism in the pine cone. And I show you that symbolism all over the world, in all different traditions, Babylonian traditions, even in the Vatican. The largest statue in the square, which is called the Court of the Pine Cone, it's huge. It dwarfs the size of a human being.
It's really big.
Why would you put a pine cone on a big statue?
I don't know.
Why did Jesus say in the Bible, if thine eye be single, then thy body will be full of light? If your eye is single, what does he mean by that? Does that mean that if somebody pokes your eye out that you're going to suddenly start glowing? No. Now, there is a whole religious conspiracy going on that says that Jesus never existed. That it was all a bunch of extrapolations based on various historical figures, then consolidated into what we now call the New Testament. And I would propose that it is impossible for such an outrageously enduring legend that so many people followed with such passion to have been concocted by some sort of mishmash of lesser spiritual figures who were all consolidated together. I do believe that these events happened. I do believe they've also been greatly misunderstood. When you see the greater reality that I am going to share with you in this presentation, you come to an understanding that your DNA did not randomly evolve on this planet. Your DNA is an energy pattern that exists throughout the entire cosmos. And that energy pattern is a wave. The ancients built the Great Pyramid as a focalizing device to harness that energy. I am proposing that the energy that makes your DNA takes natural materials that are all around, just molecules and atoms in space. It takes those atoms and molecules and it intelligently arranges them together to form the DNA molecule. Now, if that is true, then it means that everyone here in this room is created by an intelligent energy field. The center of the Milky Way galaxy is also a torsion field generator. Spherical torsion waves slowly expand away from the center, passing through stars and planets as they go along.
As the solar system is impacted by these torsion fields, it charges up with energy, causing massive effects on the star and its planets, influencing them to become brighter, hotter, and more magnetic. These waves also have a stimulating and programming effect on the DNA molecule, ultimately rewriting the code of every life form on the planet.
It's a phenomenon which I basically look forward to, because it's going to help the flesh and blood body, which is the source for all of our suffering, will come to an end. So light body is the destiny of humanity. And even Newton believed in the light body, although he was an old-fashioned scientist when compared to the quantum physicists. He believed that light body is possible for the human beings. So how is this going to play out? In many different ways. The astronomical phenomenon is one. And there will be new knowledge that will come to us. There is a revival of the old knowledge in which I will be participating in bringing the Siddha wisdom on the light body. So the light body is the destiny of humanity. It is the birthright of everyone. That is the evolution of our human organism, or the human organism. The second question, how will light body affect the planet and how will it affect the structures of our society? The planet is also evolving. Planet Earth is evolving. Its dense vibrations will also be refined. And that is again due to the change of the astronomical phenomena. And people, by looking at the light body, will be wondering what is happening. Our thinking itself will change. Now, scientists are coming up with fantastic explanations. The other day I was watching a video clip on the carbon atom, which is the source of our life, and which has 6 protons, 6 electrons, and 6 neutrons. And the sun is going to affect us in a phenomenal way to change this carbon atom, which is life itself, to a carbon 7 from a carbon 12 configuration. Carbon 12 configuration is responsible for our dense material existence, which is within our DNA. Carbon 7 is like 6 proton, 6 electron, and 1 neutron, and that is the highest wisdom, the light body, God. And that's going to happen. That is a scientific explanation of what is going to happen. So the planet will respond to it. The living organisms on the planet will respond to it.
And if we do not respond to it, you and I will have reduced society to this chaos. So you and I have to be creative, because the problem is urgent. You and I must be aware of the causes of the collapse of our society. I create a new structure based not on mere imitation, but on our creative understanding. Now this applies, does it not, negative thinking? Negative thinking is the highest form of understanding. That is, in order to understand what creative thinking is, we must approach the problem negatively. Because a positive approach to this problem, which is that you and I must become creative in order to build a new structure of society, will be imitative. To understand that which is crumbling, we must investigate it, examine it negatively, not with a positive system and a positive formula, but a positive completion. What is your positive conclusion? Resolution for 2012. Please call me. My number is 617-454-4237. Our society crumbling, collapsing, as it surely is. Must be creative. I will explain what I mean.
This stone has a soul, formed by the work of millions of years.
Hello, caller?
Hello, Yashi.
Hello, caller. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am good, caller. What is your New Year's resolution? How do you plan to turn into a light body or build a bunker for 2012?
I am planning to go with my family to live in a bunker. I have spent $12,500 of my own money to live in a bunker in California.
I see. You got a good price on that bunker. I thought it was like $50,000.
I know. I did get a good price. I did. I'm not trying to perpetuate doom and gloom, but one has to be prepared in this day and age.
Yes, they must. And do you have your body ready to receive the light?
Oh, sure. There's plenty of flashlights down there. There's plenty of batteries that won't run out. And there's plenty of backup generators for the backup generators. So I think we have plenty of light.
That is good. Are you worried about the solar flares and the fact that they will ruin the satellite communication and destroy internets, radios, cell phones, televisions?
I think the demand for bunkers is fueled by natural disasters, terrorist activities, and websites that are dedicated to exploring what will happen on December 21st, 2020.
Yes. I believe you are right.
And I feel that me and my family should ride the wave of this awareness. We all need to benefit from this kind of thinking. It's not fear-based, I don't think. It's just preparedness. If there is to be another phase of life, then I think the best way to go about it is to hunker down and with your loved ones beneath the ground.
Yes. Yes, when communicating on a verbal level, naturally, there must be some imitation and copy.
I've heard of rich people in Oregon and Kansas. They buy condos. There's a bunch of condos that go for millions. They go 50 feet all around so that rich people can live in bunker condo communities.
Yes, it is true. There is the little people who live underground in caves, in bunkers. There is even a bunker in the coldest of the cold area that has all the seeds and DNA of the world.
I have considered purchasing a condo, and I would say that a definite clincher for me for a condo that I like would be a bunker. Something that goes well beneath the ground so that in the event of some horrible natural disaster or other apocalyptic scenario that I can go on the ground with my family and my dog Pedro, and we
yes.
would be able to survive for many, many months and years on end and come out and have to repopulate amongst ourselves, which may be awkward at first, but I think, you know, our family could withstand that sort of necessity for the survival of the species.
Yes. Yes. I plan on becoming an engineer. But first, I must learn the technique, and then I will use that technique to build a bridge.
Yes, because after a few generations, the inbreeding effects will wear off, will be minimized, I suppose, and then hopefully we'll find other people in their bunkers, and then we can breed with them, and then get the human race started all over again.
Yes, there must be a certain amount of imitation and copying in our outward techniques. But when there is ignored psychological imitation, surely we cease to be co-creative.
Well, the deal that I got is in Del Mar, California, and it's $5,000 to reserve a space. Keep their half price and pets are free. So I highly recommend this service.
Is that deal still going on? Because I'm only getting the $50,000 rate. And I can't even get that any lower. Can you tell me what the website link is or the phone number that we can call and reserve our space?
Well, the site is owned by somebody called TSG Investments, and they're based out of Portland, Oregon. And it was recently, they bought the land from AT&T, I believe.
Yes. Our education and social structure depends on it. Thank you. I will call AT&T right now.
Yes, I think calling AT&T is a good start. It's a good place to start. I think any customer service representative should be able to help. This is on the forefront of people's minds, especially since we are now less than a year away from the predicted doomsday scenario, which, just for the record, I do not know if I believe fully in it. I think there might be some misinterpretation going on by certain Western scholars and Western pseudo scholars, but I'm also of the mind that it is better safe than to be sorry.
Yes.
I do not want to be dead and sorry. I want to be safe and beneath the ground.
Yes. Our responses are conditioned according to this pattern of society.
I wonder, Yaki, to what degree are we all living in metaphorical bunkers?
Yes,
to what degree are we already living in bunkers? You know, safe and hidden away. I just think living in an actual physical bunker space that reflects how a lot of people are living their lives in society is the next step human evolution.
Yes, scholar. Hold on. I do believe you are right. Welcome, caller. Welcome. You are on the air.
Hello, bonjour. Hey, merci, c'est Gustave.
Hello, Gustave. Where are you?
My friend.
I am so glad you called me. I do not know where you were.
Yes, I had trouble finding the place. I could not get out, and I am patching in from a radio that I found in my prison cell.
That is good, Gustave. I'm so happy. We have another caller, and we are talking about our safety bunkers that we are building for the end of the world.
Oh, yes, that is very important. Bonjour, hello, ami. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I've been better because I could not get out of my prison cell and join your sea in this special room, so I have finally found a radio so I can talk to the system.
So both you and Yossi are in prison, yes?
Oui.
Yes, we are in a physical bunker, if you could say so, but not a protective one.
Can you tell me of your experiences living in the bunker-like conditions? Because I want to be prepared for when I go live in my own bunker.
Well, you see, the problem
is... What should I be prepared for?
Bunker is supposed to give you a feeling of safety, but I do not feel safe where I am, so this is the difference. This is not a... prison is not a bunker. It's a different thing.
Yes.
Oh, yes, I'm aware of the differences, but I was wondering, you know, because a lot of the conditions might be the same, the concrete walls, perhaps there's some sort of underground space, hours of isolation.
Yes.
So could you speak to that for me, please?
I think that is something that might be helpful, is things that... what you eat, most people are very familiar with eating many things, like the burgers and the french fries, but in the prison, like in the bunker, you have to get, I think, very used to eating potatoes and the yams, because these are things that live easily underground and in moist, cool places. So, like in this prison, we eat a lot of yams, and I think you would do well to... create a love for yams.
Yes. And potatoes.
That's very interesting. The bunker that I'm going to buy has a cement floor, but I will make sure that part of it is a dirt floor so I can grow potatoes and truffles and the like.
Yes, you might want to take a pot of dirt in with you and some grow lights for your potatoes. Because I do not think they can dig a dirt floor in your bunker because of nuclear seepage and radiation.
Oh, that is an awful thing. Yes, yes, I will not have a dirt floor. Thank you for the advice, Yossi.
Yes.
I would not want to accidentally, inadvertently poison my family and my dog with radioactive soil.
No, you would not.
I think you would do well to get used to very low lighting as well, because the bunker has a very like the prison, the lighting is not very good, and you might want to do like the patch on one eye, like the parrot, how do you get parrot, and so they can like see in the dark.
Very dark sunglasses all the time, maybe with the yellow tin shade.
We are already practicing in my current house. We only have one light on at a time. So anytime somebody needs to turn on the light in the room, they have to yell at the top of their lungs, "Hey!" Because in order so that the others know to turn off the light in the room. And in this way, we are practicing conservation and getting used to low light conditions.
This is a very good idea. I think you are preparing very well.
I also like to use glow-in-the-dark objects as well when being exposed to low light. And sometimes laser lights can help make the day into an exciting day and get rid of the doldrums.
What amount of entertainment do you think we should bring with us? Board games, books, but are the obvious things. But is there another form of entertainment that you can recommend based on your own experiences?
Well, there is the obvious, like the masturbation. I do not know if this is part of your culture, but in France it's very common. I mean, but this is obvious, no?
Yes, yes.
What was that?
The masturbation.
Ah, the masturbation. Yes. Yes, it's very much a part of my culture.
Okay, but, this is good. Because this will be your primary friend in the bunker. Besides the board games, which I like, the Magic the Gathering, it's like a wizard game. This is very fun.
And combine it with masturbation?
Yes,
or have the masturbation independent of the board game?
Yes, I like to play goldfish when I play the board games.
I think that you can have much time to create new hybrid games of the Magic and the Masturbation, and like find out ways that they can work together. I have never combined these two, but this is because I just have not thought to. You seem like a creative person. It's very good.
I would save it to the very end, though, because if you keep on bringing out all the excitement, when the excitement finally comes again, you might be bored. So a little at a time.
Well, I imagine that there will be a lot of sexual tension within a bunker space, and I can only imagine what that would be like. Myself, I am past my sexual prime, so the bulk of this won't be coming from me. But the men that are in the bunker will have to we will have to maybe see if there's a somewhere that we can channel that energy into electricity or something. We will work on it.
Yes, you can set up an exercise bike, and whenever you feel the energy, you can ride and ride and let the lights become bright with excitement.
That's very, very good advice. And I will remember to pack an exercise cycle and not to pack an exercise. exercise my sicko's feet.
Yes. A nice comfy seat. And it's important to understand the nature of disintegrating society. And whether or not we can be creative in our bunkers.
You've given me much to think about and much inspiration for my future life in the bunker.
And monsieur, before you go, what about meditation? Is this something that you practice? Because I think this would be very useful for what Yassi is saying. And in the bunker, it is very possible to meditate.
Yes, and turn into the light body that everybody hopes to achieve.
Meditation so much as I practice fake meditation. So I close my eyes. And you know how they say when you meditate, you should not let your mind wander. Well, I close my eyes and I actually let my mind wander. And I think about, like, shopping list. I think about the conversation that I had with my sister. And I think about what to feed the dog. You know, so it's not meditative as much as it is fake meditative.
I see. Well, it's better than nothing. It's better than having the Myrmex theme going off in your head, maybe. So this is good. And I think perhaps you can deepen the meditation in the bunker with a bicycle with no feet and the masturbation by your side.
Yes,
I think there will be a lot of mutual meditation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you will not have to worry about what to feed the cat. Or where to go shopping anymore, because you'll be in a bunker.
It is an interesting question, is what do you do in the bunker for your resolution? Like a year goes by in the bunker and then you need to make more resolutions. Do you like resolve maybe to like clean the bunker more often, or maybe to like test the air for like toxic radioactivity or something like this? What do you think, Yassi?
Yes.
We plan to take at least 4 strangers down with us with the understanding that, they would be the test subjects. They would have to go out and test the air, tell us whether
like the pigeons, like a human pigeon?
Yeah.
Oh, no, not pigeon, a canary in the coal mine, that's it.
Exactly. Yes. And so every 3 months we will, probably not for the first 3 months, we'll probably wait maybe at least half a year from the event to wait before we send anybody out. And then 6 months, one person goes out. If we don't hear from them or if they come back and there's some sort of mutant with pustules and sores all over their face, then we will say another 6 months we will send out another human canary, as you described, and depending on the conditions, we'll go from there. We'll take at least 4 with us, and then if we use up all 4, then we'll go from there.
Let me interrupt for a second. Maybe you can use one of those 4 test mutants to procreate into the new world. So you do not have that awkward sensation with your families.
Possibly. We don't want to take anybody too attractive, because then we might get to like them and want them to stick around, and we don't want them to fulfill their canary duties. So we want to pick people that are both physically unattractive and who are not criminals in any way, but people that don't have a desirable personal aspects about them.
This is just like Craigslist would be perfect for this. You know,
Craigslist.
Yes.
it's just corralling with that type of personality. So we would have no problem.
Yes. I guess Gustave and I are out of the question because we are naturally very attractive.
Yes, it is wonderful. It's yes. A curve. It's really a curve.
It is. It is.
I think we would rather risk, the things that come with inbreeding rather than, procreate with an undesirable stranger. You know, we have to work out kinks. You know, if we decide that we do actually want to bring people down for breeding, then we'll have to expand the space and it costs more money. You know, we want to keep it simple, and this is the best way we know how, is to bring four non-criminal undesirables down with us. I think that's very simple, don't you agree?
Yes. I think you have covered all the bases. I cannot think of a problem with the plan. Expose the body odor, obviously, is something that has to mediate with the fragrances and the perfumes, but I think that you probably thought of this as well.
Yes. So will you be calling yourself the royal family, keeping your bloodlines pure, like they used to back in the old Renaissance times of King Henry the 11th.
Well, thank you kindly to the both of you. This is much food for thought. Have a nice day, and I wanted to have a special moment of silence to a friend of mine that passed away this week, Mr. Bose Gunderson. He was a good fellow in the music community, and I just wanted to say goodbye, Buzz, from all of us that know you.
Yes, and goodbye, Buzz. You were a good man.
Yes. Not to leave on a sad note, I do have to go get some potato chips. So I will have to leave you.
Yes. We will take a moment of silence.
Yes, a moment of silence. Passed.
Body turn to light.
Oh no, I must go. Yes, I'm sorry, I must go now.
Oh,
I will see you later.
Don't get caught, Gustave.
No, goodbye.
Oh no, they see my radio. Oh no, they see my radio.
Hurry, Gustave. Hide.
Good luck. Carry your shiv.
Yes.
Goodbye, Yasi. I'm, like I said, I must go get my potato chips. So have a good afternoon.
You too, caller, and good luck in preparing your bunker and your light body for the year to come, December 21st, 2012.
It's on my Google calendar.
Yes.
Thank you, Yasi. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. And as you prepare your light body for the end, and you prepare your bunker for the end, please remember you for listening to Say Something with Yossi Kolti. We will discuss more on preparations that we must take for the upcoming year. May you have a golden day and let the golden shower hit you and soak into your heart's desires.